Jason Swigard and Joel Sabaka. We got Coach here coming, so we're going to hold off on the highlights. It was a quick chat. It'll be a quick chat with Shante because I don't think he has any lungs left. That voice has been on its last legs, as it were.
I think I'm going to go to Costco and buy him a big bag of
Halls. Yeah, we got Halls and whatever. But, perfect way to send off Tyler Robertson on senior day. The guys rallied around him. He delivered the final blow with a three after setting everybody up all game. I know everybody was proud, and you guys got some momentum in the sixth seed going to Vegas. Congratulations.
Yeah, if you would have told me that about a week ago, we can get the sixth seed. I would have said no, but, you know, the guys stuck together. You know, we played through injuries and some other issues with our team, which, you know, it's a basketball season, you know. And so for those guys to stick together, you know, I thought the big thing was in our Thursday game when we went down three. And we came in overtime. We came back and won that game after leading it for 41 minutes straight. You know, I thought that was, you know, I thought they started believing in each other and started playing very, you know, with each other. You know, it was a game. You know, we pulled this game out tonight, which was awesome. Guys stepped up and made plays. Bull made another double-double. I mean, he was pretty good. You know, he did really well. You know, if we were a little better, maybe he's the freshman of the year. You know, he did that good this year. And so you're excited for him. You're excited for Chris, how he played this first half and came out and played well. And Juan had his best game, at least as a distributor and player. He got into the paint and made plays and, you know, didn't turn the ball over. 5 turnovers, 18 assists. Feel really good about that and just really proud of our guys and how they played tonight.
Yeah, Coach, I thought, you know, just the quick turn from Thursday for both teams, you know, kind of a, you know, bring your own guts today. And down the stretch, I was just so impressed with the scrap, the fight, the gang rebounding, if you will. Vukasin was in their bowl, tipping balls. Even if they didn't grab it, they kept it away from LMU, and that's a very good rebounding team.
No, for us to go out rebound that team was huge. You know, again, like I said, I mean, Vukasin with his back-to-back 7 games, you know, he only shot one shot tonight, but you know, he went to the free throw line, made all his free throws, but his 7 rebounds in 2 games in a row and then 4 assists. He did a great job leading our team. He was the most in the plus minus. He was our most positive player. So he did a very good job tonight. How he played, you know, he didn't score his points like he usually does, but you know, he took what the defense gave him and he did a really good job.
This team, it took maybe until the end of the season and all the adversity to go through, but has this team found itself going to Vegas now?
I'll let you know after Friday. If we win that game, we found ourselves, and I think we have something special going on. You know, these guys play their tails off, and, you know, it's a tough season, you know, and you go through things, and you hear, you know, you know the best part about this group is they stuck together, you know. You get the outside influence. You get all the guys on all these websites and different things, and they're talking about the team this, the team that. You know, it's a basketball season, and for these guys to battle through and win their last 2 games and play hard and give themselves an opportunity in Vegas, you know, I'm proud that we don't have to play the 8-9 game. That's something that you got to take pride in that, you know, and, you know, to be the 6th place team with everything that happened with this team is pretty good, you know, and we didn't have the season we wanted. The regular season we wanted. We didn't have the preseason we wanted, but let's hope we can get our postseason and play our tails off. But I'm really proud of this group. You know, a lot of the outside noise, a lot of the things that you hear and you see on Twitter and all these things, it's nonsense, man. These guys played their tails off and had a guy pull guys off different things. So I'm really proud of this group and how they play.
Yeah, and I know it's maybe more for a banquet type setting, but how would you describe Tyler Robertson, your time with him, not only at Eastern Washington but here at Portland? You know, how would you describe him and the, you know, getting a chance to coach him?
Well, he's a great ambassador for the University of Portland. He really takes pride in being at this school. You know, he could have took $150,000 and went to Nebraska. He could have went to 6 or 7 different schools, like you see all these guys popping and jumping around. He could have done that. And that, if you ever see him, ask him to see his Instagram. You know, tell him to show you his DMs, you know, as the kids say. But he wanted to be here. He liked being here. And those are the guys that we have to go get. Those are the guys that you want to build your programs after. You know, he stuck with us. And that's the best thing. When guys were leaving and going and doing this, that, and the other, he stuck with us. That says something about the University of Portland. That says something about him. You know, that says something about the program we're building. You know, he could have went and did all that and went somewhere else and ran. But he didn't. He loves it here. And I love that people embraced him. I wish more people would have came out for him tonight. But, you know, they showed up for him, and he got a great ovation. He played good enough, and we took him out at the end.
That was awesome. Got the curtain call, yeah.
You know, that's
big time.
That's the first time I think I've done that on a senior night before, so I'm really proud of him and really happy for him.
Well, now you're going to play LMU in your first game down in Vegas. How does that work with the preparation? Obviously, both teams shorthanded. You don't know if you're going to be able to get maybe somebody back by the time you get down there. But when you play the same team you just played in the regular season, how does that change the prep?
You play who you play, man. And so, like, I know they'll have 55 back. I'm not worried about that. I'm wondering if they have Kelly back. If they have Kelly back, then it's a different team, you know. I didn't think we did a great job tonight in certain situations on how we wanted to guard the post and different things like that. We gave up 30 points in the paint, which, you know, we didn't want to do that. But they made plays, man. They had good players, and they made some big shots. And so you'll prepare the same way we always prepare. We're going to prepare for a different team, obviously. They're not going to let Tyler get down there and pick him apart. But the team before them didn't double team, and he went for 32. So you got to pick your poison because he's playing really well right now.
Well, you get an extra day. That's probably more important than anything else to prep before your next game. And we got a classic one going on right behind you with T-Rob with your adorable children. That one's going to go in a frame somewhere.
Yeah,
we'll let you save some voice and start working on it and invite T-Rob over here. But a hell of a way to end the regular season. Coach Shante Leggins, congratulations. We'll see you in Vegas.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for your support all season long. The real ones know who they are. We love you. Keep coming out and supporting us. Let's go in Vegas. Go Pilots.